The FBI says the suspect in what they call a very intentional deadly Bourbon Street, New Orleans attack with his vehicle and weapons aboard his pickup truck was a U.S. citizen and a U.S. Army veteran from Texas. Authorities say at least 15 people are killed, over three dozen injured, after he drives his vehicle around barricades onto the sidewalk and into crowds of people over a three-block stretch as they celebrate New Year's in New Orleans French Quarter early Wednesday morning. The driver, identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, was killed in a shootout with law enforcement after crashing the truck, two police officers shot and wounded. President Biden says the FBI tells him the killer was an American citizen, served in the Army between 2007 and 2015, and the Army Reserves until 2020. Agents also tell the president that mere hours before the attack, Jabbar posts videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS.
I've directed my attorney general, the FBI director, the secretary of Homeland Security, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, and the intelligence community to work on this intensively until we have a full and complete information.
FBI Special Agent Thea Duncan says an ISIS flag is found on a pole on the truck's trailer hitch.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
Investigators say the truck was rented. They're looking into an Airbnb Jabbar is thought to have rented in the La Roque neighborhood of New Orleans. A fire broke out at that Airbnb this morning. They're also reviewing video that they say shows three men and a woman placing potential improvised explosive devices in advance of the vehicle ramming on Bourbon Street. Authorities recover a potential improvised explosive in the truck Jabbar drove and find others planted throughout the French Quarter. The attack in the popular French Quarter, less than a mile from the Sugar Bowl, that's part of college football's playoff that was set to take place in New Orleans. Instead, the game between Notre Dame and the University of Georgia is postponed for 24 hours until Thursday night.